I'm an Aboriginal woman. I'm from the Kairi and Batchelor people from central Queensland in Australia. So I've been speaking at the Survivors Forum as a survivor of sexual assault and also child sexual assault. While violence exists everywhere around the world towards women, unfortunately, in Aboriginal communities it is particularly high compared to the non-Aboriginal community in Australia. Aboriginal women are 35 times more likely to be hospitalised as the result of violence, and they're only 2.5% of the population. The death rate is 10 times more than for non-Aboriginal women. So there's a lot of complex reasons, causal factors, colonisation and the violence perpetrated against Aboriginal people, a sense of powerlessness. All of these factors sort of contribute to a high rate of self-harm, really, in Aboriginal community.
What are boys and girls taught that may perpetuate violence against women in the Aboriginal community?
I think it's the high rate. If you see this level of violence and self-harm in communities, it's internalised and it's normalised, unfortunately.
Could you describe the violence?
Could I describe the violence? Well,
you said it's internalised. What does that mean?
People have accepted the high rate of violence. They've seen it through generations. There's a high rate of drinking that's also associated with violence. And there's other social factors as well. Poor housing, you know, in some communities you've got 20 people crammed into a two-bedroom house because of a shortage of housing in remote locations. If you've got 20 people crammed into a small place, tensions will build. If you've, you know, you're adding factors of poverty, drinking, it does lead to a high rate of violence, and it is very common in Aboriginal communities. Unfortunately, that does influence children. There's also a high rate of child sexual assault.
What's being done to address this?
Some initiatives that have gotten support. There's initiatives like night patrols where in remote communities, Aboriginal women elders patrol and confiscate alcohol or go to areas where people drink and intervene if there's violence. There's women's programs that look at the issues behind why women sometimes stay in violent relationships. There's men's programs that look at tapping into traditional values, because traditionally Aboriginal people, Aboriginal women and men both had their own business and had respect for women's business and men's business. Violence isn't traditionally a factor in Aboriginal communities between men and women like it is now. It's a result of coping with the impact of colonisation and the violence that's been perpetrated against Aboriginal communities. And to a great extent, a sense of powerlessness that communities are feeling.
As a result of this meeting that's happened over the past 2 days, is Australia a country that's committed to addressing the violence per the Secretary General's plan?
They are developing a national framework around violence. Processes can be improved. There does need to be more consultation with Aboriginal communities, with Aboriginal women who are actually, you know what needs doing in their communities.